Here is the news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, film lovers and celebrities converge on Yaounde for one of Africa's most prestigious film festivals, Accra Noir. The importance of breast cancer screening takes center stage in Yaounde. And 9 Cameroonian boxers represent Cameroon in the 21st Senior Africa Boxing Championship that is underway in Kinshasa. Good afternoon. The opening ceremony of the 20th edition of the Accra Noir Film Festival takes place in Yaounde tonight. In the spotlight will be Black Tea, a 2024 romantic drama film directed by a Mauritanian-born Malian film director, Abderrahmane Sissako. Attending will be top filmmakers, celebrities, and the media from the continent, all present in Yaounde for the Accra Noir Festival, which will for close to 2 weeks celebrate African films and series. The Accra Noir will unfold around the theme Artificial Intelligence and African Cinema, with organizers saying the objective is to propose artificial intelligence as a game changer. And by leveraging AI technologies, filmmakers can overcome existing barriers, enhance storytelling, and reach wider audiences. Patience Wingo appreciates the choice of this year's theme in the following report.
In recent years, artificial intelligence has emerged as a transformative force across various industries, and African cinema is no exception. As filmmakers on the continent grapple with challenges such as limited funding, distribution hurdles, and audience engagement, AI offers innovative solutions that could redefine the landscape of African storytelling. In terms of enhancing production quality, AI-driven tools are streamlining the production process. From script analysis to editing, filmmakers can leverage machine learning algorithms to identify trends. In terms of enhancing production quality, AI-driven tools are streamlining the production process. From script analysis to editing, filmmakers can leverage machine learning algorithms to identify trends in storytelling and enhance narrative structures. For instance, AI can assist in script writing by providing suggestions based on successful narratives, ultimately improving the quality of content produced. For many independent filmmakers, budget constraints are a significant barrier, and so AI proposes cost-effective solutions. AI can play a role in preserving Africa's rich cultural narratives while fostering innovation. Digital archiving and restoration of classic films can ensure that the continent's cinematic history is maintained for future generations, and Cameroon is no exception.
Patient Swingo. In another top story, Cameroonians have been urged to always do breast screening, which helps reduce the risks of breast cancer. The message was delivered in Yaounde today during a breast cancer awareness walk co-organized by the Wedisane Foundation and the Dare to Live with Anger Foundation. This comes at a time when Cameroon is joining the entire globe to celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month under the theme No One Should Face Breast Cancer Alone. Details with you, Leslie Magni.
Today in Yaounde, a powerful message echoed through the streets as dozens of participants joined in a breast cancer awareness walk organized by the Wedisane and the Dare to Live with Anger Foundation. It's aimed at raising awareness on the regular breast screenings, which significantly reduce the risks of late detection of breast cancer. Organizers highlight that early detection can save lives, as breast cancer remains one of the leading causes of death among women in Cameroon.
We now have sensitized a lot of people, and this year we have many more people than the previous year, so the number has increased. But apart from that also, we have seen women taking action. There's free screening, so more women are going to screen before they were afraid. If I find out that I have cancer, it's a death sentence. But no, breast cancer is not a death sentence. So if you find any abnormalities, you can of course follow up quickly and you can be treated.
The work also offered free breast cancer screenings, giving participants the opportunity to learn more about the disease and how to protect themselves.
Breast cancer is not something to joke with, and early screening saves lives. So if you are able to detect it early, this is why events like these are so, so important. This is once a year, but I encourage everyone to do this several times in the year. Check your breast.
As Cameroon joins the global effort to raise awareness this month, the message is clear. No one should face breast cancer alone. With regular screenings and community support, the fight against breast cancer can be strengthened across the nation.
Leslie Magni reporting, and in a related development, the Secretary General of the Cameroon Bar Council has called on cancer warriors to be hopeful as the fight through the life-threatening disease. Barrister Ngoan Myongok was speaking this morning to the media shortly after a sports walk and a sensitization campaign, an activity marking the 31st edition of Breast Cancer Month. FOC Babatunde took part in the walk. Her report.
Members of the Cameroon Bar Association from across the nation assembled at the Esplanade of the Supreme Court in Yaoundé to take the approximately 500 kilometers walk this Saturday at 7 a.m. Leading the law practitioners was the Secretary General of the Cameroon Bar Council.
Nous pensons ce matin à nos consoeurs qui souffrent de cette maladie. Nous pensons ce matin à nos consoeurs qui
Barrister Ngoan and Myogok says the march is in support of their colleagues battling breast cancer, as well as other warriors across the globe. Also participating in the exercise was Barrister Pamundam Awawu.
I'll just say I'll encourage them to be hopeful. It's not the end of the world. It's just to have faith, to be strong, to combat it.
Curtains of the activity were drawn with educative talks and free screening on breast cancer from medical experts.
FOC Babatunde reporting. Another sports walk, this time to improve physical fitness and strengthen solidarity bonds among workers of the Center One Treasury Zone, took place in Yaoundé today. The initiative, championed by the Paymaster General of the Treasury Sector, Nonjinda Alim Amadou, marks the launch of activities of the Association of Public Accountants of the area. Ghislaine Kwa of CRTV Center tells us more.
The spot walk involving treasury workers of the center Zone 1 in Yaoundé was to relieve themselves of stress accumulated during the week and foster the spirit of camaraderie among colleagues. Sylvie Fru is an inspector, treasurer and participant.
I feel very light. I feel very good. I want to really thank the Paymaster General for this initiative. It's a very good one. It helps bring us together. We get to know each other.
For close to 2 hours, participants did some physical exercises before a walk down the streets of Yaoundé, starting from the Treasury General Esplanade, moving to the military headquarters and passing through the Inam Junction back to the point of departure. This exercise comes on the heels of activities to launch the Association of Treasury General Workers of the Sector. Mona Senge, an inspector, treasurer and participant, explains.
We have an amical of the TG that has been instituted, and then we have the general coordination meeting at Bicoc for the whole TG. So today we are finishing with the sports. That's the opening of the amical of the treasury.
The initiative, championed by the Treasury Paymaster General of the Sector, Nonjinga Alim Amadou, marks the first edition of the association's cultural and sporting activities. Ghislaine Kua, CRTV Center.
And this is CRTV News. On a sad note, the mortal remains of Marie Nicole Wanji Mukoko, administrative assistant in the cabinet of the Minister of Communication, have been laid to rest in her native Dibombari. Among the friends and family members who were present for a final farewell to the deceased, who will be missed by many, was the Minister of Communication, Rene Emmanuel Sadi, and the General Manager of CRTV, Shal Ndongo. We are waiting for the reports from Douala. We take you to the Northwest, where Ace Animator, who last served as head of units for programming and animation at CRTV Kuseri FM before his demise, Tabo Patrick Tabo has been laid to rest in his native land in Mbu Santa subdivision of the Northwest region. The station manager of CRTV Northwest, Charles Timbe, representing the general manager of CRTV during the burial, saluted the dedication of the animator and encouraged younger colleagues to copy the good example and keep CRTV airwaves at the top. Veronica Aji has more.
The sound that beckons tears. Patrick Tabo Patrick, CRTV animator, is now in the world beyond. To the management of CRTV, a house he dedicated his life to from 1988 to September 2024, the ace animator leaves a vacuum which young growing journalists must work very hard to fill, as Charles Tembe, station manager of CRTV Northwest, representing the general manager of CRTV at the funeral, elucidates.
He was somebody who loved work well done, and it is a hope of the director general of the CRTV that the younger people in CRTV will borrow a leaf from his skills as a great animator, from his work ethic, discipline, and be able to move CRTV forward.
The son of Bafuchu, Mbu in Santa subdivision of the Northwest, was, according to his brother, Tamu Asanji Tabo, the recognized peacemaker in his family.
Somebody who was very humble in the middle of the family. When people are quarreling, he will only tell you to lie like that. It's okay.
Tabo Patrick Tabo leaves behind a media family, fans, and biological family in pain. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And in other news, over 200 youths have received end-of-course attestations after undergoing free training in information and communication technologies. The certificates were handed by the residence representative of the African Institute of Computer Sciences, Armand Claude Abanda, in the presence of the Minister of State Property, Surveys and Land Tenure, Henry Eyebe Aisi. In the following excerpt of an interview, Armand Claude Abanda and the Divisional Officer of Obala, Felix Kanga, urged the youths to make good use of the skills acquired. Take a listen.
Satisfied today for what we are witness here, I want to use this opportunity first of all to thank our elite minister Eyebe Aisi, who decided to give the opportunity in our youth to train themselves. I also want to thank Mr. Armand Claude Abanda through this training in technology. We are very satisfied. I want to make an appeal to all the youth in our subdivision to come out and follow this opportunity, because this training is free.
I would like to congratulate young and women of Obala, because ICT training is very important for the development of Obala. And I would like to thank the Minister Henri Eyebe Aisi, because he wants to give that ICT training for young and women for the development of Obala.
And you were listening there to the residence representative of the African Institute of Computer Sciences, Armand Claude Abanda, and the divisional officer of Obala, Felix Kanga. In more news, our feature story takes you to Douala, where the anarchical occupation of sidewalks, as well as the mismanagement of public roads by drivers of heavy-duty trucks, contribute to the degradation of roads in the economic capital. This observation is made by city dwellers who add that the city of Douala has a bad road network. Cynthia Ethim was at the east entrance to Douala and now tells us more.
Hundreds of heavy-duty trucks ply the road at the east entrance to Douala, stressing the pavements and causing the roads to crack further, thereby creating potholes. Although inhabitants question the quality and thickness of the tar on the road, the fact that drivers carry goods exceeding the weight limit of their trucks systematically deteriorates the roads. Mekwane Mbenge is regional delegate of Public Works.
When they exceed the authorized weight limit, the roads will automatically not last as speculated. That's why we are on the field to sensitize users not to carry overload. Protecting road heritage through repeated inspections on road sections is one of the main missions of the Regional Delegation of Public Works. The interception of a wood truck transporting logs from Kampo to Douala illustrates the zeal for authorities to limit this damage. damage to the road network. The driver dodged the way station, and that's a fatal fault. Secondly, the excess ton will be evaluated, so this truck must return to the weighing station. If this action is often carried out and fines laid on defaulters, opinions hold that the roads might reach its lifespan. Cynthia Etim, Xiao TV News, Douala.
We now talk sports, and like you heard in one of our top stories, Cameroon begins competing today in the 21st Senior African Boxing Championship in the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kinshasa. Wungang Marciel in the under 48 kilogram category faces Lucas Silvia Manengula from Mozambique. 9 Cameroonian boxers, 3 women and 6 men, are representing the country in the week-long continental competition that started this morning. Ben Collins Newberry Wu has more.
The Cameroon boxing team traveled to the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kinshasa, after 45 days of external training and 2 weeks of internal preparation. Coach of Cameroon, Alain Didier Ngacha, expressed confidence in the 9 selected boxers, stating they are all medal hopefuls for country from the 21st African Championship.
About the girls, Ongen Ntimi, Victorine, was silver medal last year. Kenya Bernadette was bronze medal last year. The newcomer in the women team is Nyongono. For the men, Wang Martial in 48 kilogram was silver medal last year. Isu Muaman was bronze medal. And the newcomer is Minko Salman. All of them are ready to compete to win medal here in Congo.
The team was chosen from among 12 boxers who participated in an intensive 2-week training camp. Coach Ngacha emphasized that his athletes are well prepared for the week-long competition in Kinshasa.
The state of mind of my boxers is very good. After a long external camp and internal camp of 2 weeks, I think that my boxers are ready to fight. They are ready to gain medals.
This marks a fresh start for Cameroonian boxers following their missed qualification for the Paris Olympics. The team now embarks on a journey towards securing spots at the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics.
Ben Collins, Newberry. Board members of the Cameroon Volleyball Federation are meeting at the institution's headquarters in Dragaji-Yaoundé in an ordinary session. Among the issues on the table for discussion is the plan of activities for 2024-2025 that is expected to be adopted, as well as the validation of the 2024 accounts of the federation. The meeting is being chaired by the president of the Cameroon Volleyball Federation, Bello Bourdan. Still in sports, 23 gymnasts who took part in a 5-day training program in Rhyme Gymnastics say they have acquired a lot of skills that they will gladly share with their peers who could not participate in the event. The program, which will end this evening on the campus of the National Institute of Youths and Sports in Yaoundé, seeks to empower Cameroonian gymnasts ahead of upcoming international competitions, according to the president of the Cameroon Gymnastics Federation, Annie Flor Yekel. Harrison Ashu tells us more.
The 23 gymnasts and trainees from across the country are leaving the training well-equipped with the basics of rhythm, gymnastic. Enanga Ewane from Douala is one of the participants.
It was really complicated for us because we didn't know the names of some movements. We didn't know how to do fitness or flexibility. Some movement came as a surprise because I didn't know that it was so strenuous to do rhythmic gymnastics. Sincerely, I really thank, first of all, the African Union of Gymnastics, then our president of Kamerjim, Madame Yekel, because this is an opportunity for all of us to actually know the base.
The training that is aimed at giving Cameroon's gymnastic new impetus ahead of future competitions is in partnership with the International Gymnastic Union. Maurice Farid from Egypt is one of the experts who has been coordinating the training.
We worked on the body difficulties, the apparatus difficulties, the risks, and other warm-up and physical preparation. That was an introduction to rhythmic gymnastics here in Cameroon. We have some athletes here that are very good, that have good technical capabilities and good calibers. So if they start to work and train more, they will be able to compete outside of Cameroon.
Following the positive response from the participants, the president of the Cameroon Gymnastic Federation, Annie Flor Yeke, is upbeat that many young stars will develop interest in the sports in the days ahead.
Harrison Ashu. In more exciting news, former Ultimate Fighting Champion, World Heavyweight Champion Francis Ngannou will at 9 p.m. make a comeback in mixed martial arts against Renan Ferreira from Brazil. The fight, named the Battle of the Giants, will take place in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, within the Professional Fighter League World Heavyweight Champion belt. And less than 9 hours to the highly anticipated fight, Francis Ngannou is confident of a great comeback. During the face-off between him and his opponent, Renan, Ngannou disclosed that he studied his opponent very well. Hear him.
I watched you fight. I was there even when he fought Maurice Greene. I was at a fight. I watched few of his fight. I've been looking at him. First of all, the only reason why I've been watching was because the first time I see a great fighter in him, I see somebody with the incredible talent and athleticism, which is even more impressive when you think that's a heavyweight. He's a 6'9" guy. Fighting someone in boxing and in MMA is definitely not the same. Absolutely not. Because boxing is just hand. MMA is different. The stand is different. Boxing doesn't have takedown, doesn't have wrestling. As soon as you guys get close, they say break, you know, so it's quite different. Boxing doesn't have kick or knees.
And you are listening there to our own world heavyweight champion, Francis Ngannou. And on to end the news, here once again are our top stories. Film lovers and celebrities are converging on Yaoundé for one of Africa's most prestigious film festivals, Ecran Noir. In the spotlight tonight will be Black Tea, a 2024 romantic drama film directed by a Mauritanian-born Malian film director, Abderrahmane Sissako. The importance of breast cancer screening is taking center stage in Yaoundé. And 9 Cameroonian boxers are representing Cameroon in the 21st Senior Africa Boxing Championship that is underway in Kinshasa, while former Ultimate Fighting Champion, World Heavyweight Champion Francis Ngannou will at 9 p.m. today make a comeback in a mixed martial arts against Renan Ferreira from Brazil. Up next, we'll be having the summary of the news. No, and that's the end of the news from Yaoundé with Ayi Mbile.